News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Bray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Steve was telling me before the show that I tend to blow out his meter when I go, "Good afternoon, everybody!"
Yeah,
and he did it! And welcome to Soundbites. It is Saturday, the 25th of January, Anno Domini 2003. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this is the universe's greatest and longest-running computer show, Soundbites. We will, of course, be taking your calls. We'll be reading some emails. We'll be doing all kinds of magnificent and wonderful things. But we're going to start. You forgot the emails, didn't you?
No. Well, instead of the emails, I got something better.
We got something better. But,
oh, yeah. We'll forgo the email for something very entertaining a little bit later.
Very entertaining later. But we'll start with the news. And we'll this week, I believe we'll start with Steve. Because he didn't look ready.
Thank you. Apple is confirming a bug in its recently released Keynote presentation software. According to Apple, it affects a certain small number of systems using ATI graphics cards, and they're working on a driver update, which should be available shortly. Keynote was recently shown off and released at Macworld a couple weeks ago, basically as a presentation program similar to PowerPoint. One of its main advantages is it's only $99. PowerPoint's $300 when you try to buy it by itself
or
inside the Office suite. But one of the neatest things about it is it has some sophisticated themes built into it. So you don't, if you're not a graphic artist, and most of us aren't, you don't have to worry about the look of the font, if this color goes with that color, and how to make your presentations jump and sparkle. Plus, they've got dozens of really high-quality transitions built in beyond your standard wipes. They have rotating cubes. They have fold-outs and irises, so some really neat wipes to make your presentations come alive. Jobs had said that they had a very low-paid beta tester working on this program for about a year, and his name was Steve.
Yeah.
So he's been
That's where he spends his life, right? He's either in presentation software and email.
Right. So he's been working with the early betas of Keynote for about a year now, at all the Macworld Keynote presentations. So he's been using it, and now they're actually making it available for sale. And along those same lines, the iLife bundle that Jobs announced, which is the combination of iTunes for music, iPhoto for still pictures, iMovie for motion video, and iDVD for burning DVDs, has been delayed a week. It was supposed to be released this weekend. They are delaying it until next weekend. Rumors are rife about why they're delaying it.
Because everybody turns around and says, "I need a new computer."
I need a new computer. Well, that is one of the rumors, that a new version of the operating system, version 10.2.4, has been ceded to developers, so there's rumors that they're waiting for that. There's rumors about faster computers being released this week, which is kind of silly, because there was a trade show last week.
Well, exactly. That's what I was about to say. Maybe you might get a new version of the operating system if it was delayed.
Right.
But I can't see, you know what, last week was a trade show, so this week we'll have new machines. I don't think
so. And the machines they announced last week aren't actually shipping yet, so so they could have announced something and not shipped it, too.
Well, I've seen them do that, though. I've seen in the market, both in the PC and the Mac, they'll sit there and they'll announce that they're thinking of doing something, just to see whether there's actually really that much interest out there in doing it. And I've seen some product, you know, they sit there, hype it up, and then it never comes to be, because after doing some field testing and everything else, they figure, no, there's really not the interest.
And one of the problems is that product development cycles rarely match trade show cycles.
Yeah.
So just the fact there's a trade show this week, you know, we have to show something? Not really. And in fact, it's been a problem in the industry that people wait for the trade shows to see what's new and stop buying things. So for the last couple of months before Macworld, people have been slowing down on their Mac purchases, expecting something new at the trade shows. And Apple and all the other vendors have said sort of the same thing, is that we're going to release products when they're ready. We're not going to wait for trade shows because we really don't want you to stop buying things.
That's one thing,
right, exactly.
That's one thing, though, that's been happening over the years, though, on all the trade shows, whether it's PC World or Comdex. I mean, that's when companies used to hold out and do the big releases and everything else. You're not seeing that anymore. You know, you can sit there and see what key things were, and it's like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and Comdex isn't the big thing. It used to be Comdex was the place to go.
Yes.
Well, that's only because it was in Vegas and there were other things there.
Yeah. Now PC Expo is pretty big, but none of them are big.
Yeah.
The Consumer Electronics Show is big.
That is, definitely.
Because you get, you know, toys.
And there's a lot of blending between the video industry, the game industry, and the computer industry.
Right, exactly.
And we know where he's going.
Well, there was another thing at CES last week that the video people are all saying the center of the universe is going to be your television, and we're going to do movies on it, we're going to do pictures on it, we're going to do computing on it. And then all the computer people are saying, well, the center of the universe is going to be your computer, and you're going to do music on it and videos on it.
Right. So Microsoft is now saying the center of the universe is going to be a refrigerator magnet.
Yeah, but Microsoft also just released today how they're working with, and this is another good news article, and some of the record companies are coming out with their new, what they call EMI technology, that the record companies can then put this coding into a CD. And that can control the number of times you can make a copy of a music CD. So you're not going to have this blanket, you know, oh, yeah, I can make umpteen million copies. It might allow you to do it one time, and then that's it.
Right.
And there was a very big court case we'll get to after the break that we need to talk about with dangerous ramifications.
Very dangerous. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and Mina Francesco on the universe's greatest computer show, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM.
Green Shield Computer Services, located at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just off the 104 Expressway, is now offering basic system boxes starting at $399 and up. Just add the software and accessories you want for a total system. Come visit our new computer sales and service area to find out what your system will need to be ready for the future. Call Green Shield Computers at 1-800-544-9580 right now for an appointment to evaluate your current computer for just $25. The window of opportunity to upgrade your older machine is rapidly shrinking as many parts are no longer being made. That's Green Shield Computer Services at 544-9580. Open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday to serve your computer needs. You can also email them at shield@frontiernet.net anytime. The charter sponsor of Soundbites, Green Shield is a local full-service computer firm assisting individuals and businesses since 1984 and is a Corel approved partner for business, education, government, legal, and individuals. It is a part of the Green Shield Group established in 1967. That's Green Shield Computer Services at 1370 Hudson Avenue in Rochester, New York. Call 544-9580 for any computer needs.
At Red Lobster, we're celebrating our 35th birthday with all-you-can-eat shrimp, featuring our often-imitated, never-duplicated popcorn shrimp. And while everyone knows it's not polite to talk or sing with a mouthful of tasty popcorn shrimp, humming's fine. So come in now to celebrate Red Lobster's 35th birthday. Okay, guys, you can stop humming. Really, stop. For the seafood lover in you. Cute.
One in four adults have high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, we've got some surprising news for you. Many of the leading cold medicines contain decongestants, which can raise your blood pressure or interfere with your blood pressure medications. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coracetin HBP provides safe and powerful cold and flu relief that won't raise your blood pressure. It's the only line of cold and flu medicine specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coracetin HBP. Use as directed.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. Watts. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
It's true. Here is Nick Francesco.
Where?
Right here.
You sure?
Pretty sure. Yeah, I'm Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
Wasn't that an FM
that
kind of
was
voice?
That was a... Ooh. As I cleared my throat before.
Hello, I'm Rob Linton. Pillow Girls, I'm Rob Linton.
I like it. It's kind of good. We're back.
I bet
and we're
his girlfriend wouldn't.
We have a couple of other quick news items that are important. Steve was talking during the break, just before the break, about a court case.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the details of it now. But basically, the RAII, the Recording Industry Group.
The Recording Association Industry of America.
Okay. So RIIA.
Right.
No. Recording
Association Industry.
Incorporated?
RAII.
Whatever. Yeah,
Recording Industry Association of America.
Basically, they were able to force Verizon to turn over the records of one of their internet subscribers based on the allegation that he's been downloading 600 MP3s a day. There was no arrest. There was no evidence. There was no warrant. But apparently, they sued in court. And the judge told Verizon they had to turn over these records. So it's a very disturbing case because there was no arrest, there was no warrant that they were able to do this just sort of out of the blue, and it's disturbing ramifications for the rest of the music industry,
and for people. So all they have to do is think you might have downloaded music, and they can do what they want.
Pretty much.
Nice. It's good. It's nice. It is RIAA, Recording Industry Association of America. By the way, did you have a anything you'd like to say in terms of news, Dave? We kind of been ping-ponging past you.
Yeah,
here
yeah. No problem. Just a couple of things out here, folks. If you get an email from a friend or anything else and saying, matter of fact, I already had one of my clients sit there and say, should I be worried about this? And it was an email that's being passed around. It's a hoax. And it's telling you to go in and look for this file, jdbgmgr.exe. And, you know, it could be dangerous, you know, that it's a virus. Well, hello, if you're running Windows 98 or any other machines, that file is going to be there and be on every machine.
It's the Java Debugger Manager. It's part of the operating system.
And the icon is a cute little teddy bear.
Teddy bear.
Right, yep. So it looks like it's a joke.
So they're telling you to go ahead and, you know, get rid of it. No, don't. It's a hoax. Just like...
Although if you do get rid of it, it doesn't really matter, because unless you're going to debug Java, you don't really care.
Right, but it's just...
But don't get rid of it.
Yeah, because some folks sit there and they do searches and they only do it on partials, and then all of a sudden they delete a lot more files. I've seen that damage done too. The other thing that's going around that I've been seeing a lot on various clients is all of a sudden they're getting emails back saying, this was returned, or stop sending me these emails and all this other junk. What it is again, spammers just sitting there trying to see if they can get responses out of you, replying back, I didn't, you know, your natural instinct is saying, I didn't send you anything. Bam, all of a sudden they've got your email address.
And they know you're live.
It's just another clever way of them collecting email addresses. They turn around, compile them, and then they turn around and sell those to other organizations. Yeah, so if you get junk email, that's what it is. It's junk.
I've been getting a lot like that lately that look like they're real returned messages.
Yes.
And you dig into it closer.
They're hoaxes. Yeah. Just have them automatically go right into your trash. Get rid of them. Don't worry about them. Don't sweat it. That's what they're hoping for, is that you're going to respond back to them. Don't.
Yeah, and real quick before we get to the phone calls, I want to talk a little bit about the internet attack that happened this morning. If you were on the internet after midnight, like Ken Cooper probably was, you know that internet traffic slowed dramatically,
especially in South Korea.
Quite some few hours, exactly. It was a fast-spreading virus-like infection that overwhelmed the world's digital pipelines. It interfered broadly with the web browsing and delivery of email. There were significant slowdowns all over the world. In fact, they even got Howard Schmidt, who, as you may know, is President Bush's number two cybersecurity advisor, involved in this. Now, you have to understand, most home users don't need to take any protective measures, because this is a program that infects a known flaw in Microsoft's SQL Server 2000. So unless you're running that at home, which so few of you actually are, you don't have to worry about that. But the sheer number of attacks was eating up so much bandwidth, normal operations couldn't take place. In fact, computers were being flooded with more than 125 megabytes of data every second. Symantec estimated that at least 22,000 systems were affected worldwide. And The problem here is that people need to do a better job of fixing their vulnerabilities. This attack exploited a software flaw that was discovered in July of 2002. Microsoft deemed that flaw critical. They offered a free patch, but apparently at least 22,000 administrators never installed the patch. This is not a problem we can blame on Microsoft just because it hit their server. They did their job. Yes, we can. Sure, we can. Sure. But they did their job. They put out the patch. I'm embarrassed to say this since I am a system administrator, but this is a problem of the system administrators not patching their systems. But if you're a standard everyday user and you hear about this thing, be aware that there's nothing you need to do unless you are actually running Microsoft SQL Server. And if you are and you aren't updating it, shame on you. Now it's time to get to the phones. Our first call, Lee from Henrietta. Welcome, Lee. What's your question?
I love your show, guys.
Thanks.
My daughter makes music video files.
Uh-huh.
And she makes them with a program called MGI Video Wave 4.0. What she does is, like, she'll take her favorite television shows, and she has them on a computer. She downloads them to her, or she has them on her VCR. She copies them to her computer, and then she cuts them up and puts some of her favorite music around them.
Cool.
Yeah, and she's really good at it. And now, and those are all stored as AVI files. Now she wants to, we have an iBook G3 here, and she wants to try using the Movie Maker to move some of those files over. I guess she's having problems moving AVIs over because iBook wants not real video. Is it real video? No, it's...
MPEGs?
Well,
no.
Well, the iMovie video software built into the Mac OS only works with digital video streams, a DV stream. So there's two issues involved. One is the AVIs may be encoded with a codec that your daughter doesn't have on the machine. So if you just copy the file onto the Mac...
On the Mac machine.
On the Mac machine, right. If you copy the file onto the Mac, it should just be able to play, typically using the QuickTime Media Player. Or within Internet Explorer, which can play AVIs, which is primarily a Microsoft format, getting that video into iMovie is another problem because iMovie is designed to use DV video from a video camera. It's possible that QuickTime Pro, if you purchase that, will be able to convert the movie into a DV stream. Let me see if I can find the specifications for QuickTime Pro, if that's one of the features it includes. I know we've done it with other types of movies into DV stream to go into iMovie, but I haven't tried it with an AVI directly yet.
Okay. She uses some software. It's a software-hardware deal called Dazzle to get it into her machine from the VCR.
Right. That's an analog to DV adapter bridge.
Right. And there are no Mac drivers for that. Is that right?
It doesn't have to be. It's a DV bridge. You plug it into the FireWire port on the Mac, and iMovie reads it as a digital video stream, which it is. So you can go from your VCR through the bridge into iMovie directly and basically re-encode the video into DV rather than trying to open the AVI files. That should work, too.
Okay.
Well, that would be okay for new ones. But of course, his question is, how do you get...
Okay, I'll say one more question. To hook this iBook into my home network, what network software do you recommend?
What do you mean to hook it into the network?
What other computers do you have on your network?
Well, we have three or four 98SCs, and we have Linux, and we have an XP. Oh, and a 2000 server.
You have all the software you need. The 2000 server supports Mac clients. The Macintosh supports Windows clients. It doesn't matter.
Just
plug in the Ethernet cord. That's all you need to do.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, bye.
Our next caller is Bill from Rochester. Welcome, Bill. What's your question?
Hi, guys. Great show.
Thanks.
I just recently purchased a laptop over the through eBay. When it came, it was downloaded with the hated Windows ME.
Oh! Somebody really hated you, didn't they?
Question. I still have my CD from the Windows 98 that I use on my home system. Can I just download that and override the ME?
Yes and no.
No. One ME sits there and does a whole different format as far as the OS.
Yes.
So you've literally got to F-disk the drive and then put 98 fresh.
Okay, and I have no way, of course, of doing that because I don't have any of the disks or any of the system that was used to download it.
Well, if you have Windows 98, one of the things you do when you boot it is it'll ask you if yours is a fresh install. Assuming you don't have the update disk, if you've got a real, regular, real, no kidding disk, then you should be able to format the drive.
Yeah.
There's a second problem, however, which is that doing that, if you're still using Windows 98 on the other machine, is illegal.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't have the same license on two different machines.
Right.
Oh.
That's copywriting infringement.
Okay. Well, then I guess I better go buy a new.
What you can do is you can go out and buy the upgrade, make a boot disk.
Or even skip 98 and upgrade to XP.
Yeah, how fast is this machine?
264, I think. How fast?
Speed. Yeah,
P3? Yes.
What? How fast?
I'm not sure.
500 megahertz or better, you're good to go.
Okay.
Go with Windows XP Home.
All right.
Okay.
Very good. Thanks, guys.
512K of memory.
We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes, Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, and all of you together on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
I'm Ron Olsten, president of Family First Federal Credit Union. For over 34 years now, we've offered our members savings rates that have set the gold standard. Now, with our new Money Market Gold account, we've done it again. In times like these, when market fluctuations can drive you crazy, it's great to know that this account comes with an exceptional guarantee, 2.25% APY until March 31st, 2003, no matter what happens in the market. It's also reassuring to know that your deposits are federally insured up to $100,000. Come on in to either branch, 2520 Browncroft Boulevard in Penfield, or the Cedarwood Office Park on Route 31 in Fairport, and get the whole Money Market Gold story. It's a great way to raise your family's gold standard, just what you'd expect from Family First.
Family First Federal Credit Union, like banking was meant to be. Member NCUA, requires a minimum deposit of $25,000. Other plans offer high rates with lower minimums.
The Rochester Athletic Club.
RACNU.
Join the club that's all about you.
You are healthy.
You've always tried to stay in shape, but the older you get, the harder it is.
You are youthful.
Hi, I'm Bob, a trainer at RAC. If you're thinking about a health club, you really want results. I'll start you with a proven method, target heart rate. As you progress, we'll include cross training so you can vary your workout and stay motivated. You'll see, you'll get results.
RACNU.
You'll gain strength, tone up, and lose inches. The difference is having an instructor. My goal, helping reach your goal.
And right now we offer you the best deal in town. 3 months of RAC for just $99. Some restrictions may apply.
You can do it. RACNU.
5 convenient locations. Call or visit a Rochester Athletic Club today.
You want reliable wireless minutes, you need the most reliable national wireless network. That's the Verizon Wireless Network. Apparently, some people haven't heard the news. Check out Mr. Time is Money here. He's tried to make a call from every corner of this intersection, but he can't find a signal anywhere. Poor guy. Power suit, power tie, power everywhere but where he needs it. With the Verizon Wireless Network, he could have already made the call and closed the deal. Because Verizon Wireless has the best wireless network in America. So, compared to other national wireless carriers, your service is more likely to work where and when you need it. Hey, I've seen Verizon Wireless work in some surprising places, including street corners. Now's the time for reliable wireless.
Get on the best wireless network in America today. Stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Verizon Wireless, we never stop working for you. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies and network advantages. See VerizonWireless.com for details.
This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180. the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Yes, yes, it's true. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Wright.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. Now, normally at this point, we might take an emailed question, but we have something more important to talk about, something near and dear to all our hearts, something precious and important to us. Today,
it's
ladies
junior
and gentlemen,
boys.
It is Rob Linton's birthday. Yes, it's true.
I got socks older than this kid.
I have fillings older than him. Rob Linton, ladies and gentlemen, it's his birthday today. He has attained the ripe old age
of how old? Wait a minute, let him tell us.
Do I really have to say?
Yes. For all those ladies out there that are wondering.
23.
Ow! 23. He was complaining. I came in earlier saying, well, I'm a year older now. Yeah, it's tough. I'm a year older.
Well, I had my friends IMing me last night going, just six or seven more years, and then you're over the hill. And I'm just like, okay, that's a little bit.
I beg your freaking
pardon. Yeah, really?
No. First, sure. You haven't even reached a quarter of a century.
Yeah.
Okay? So shut up. Secondly.
Once you're over a half a century, then you got something to bitch about.
That's exactly right. At 23, I'm old now. Hey, shut up.
Tell me how you really feel, guys.
You know, both of us.
I don't even remember 23. No, really, I don't remember
23. Well, you can, yeah. It's like the 60s. You can remember it. You weren't there.
It was the 60s, and I was 23. See, this is
where you
miss out.
I was born in the 60s, so I'm the young one of the bunch here.
That's exactly right. You are. You're younger than he is.
No.
No, you're not. I know that. But... This is the thing, Rob. You may still be young, and you may think of us as old.
I don't think of you as old.
We were in our 20s in the 60s. You can't beat that. I'm sorry, but you cannot beat that.
No way, no how.
No way, no how.
I mean, I can't even say we're over double his age.
Yeah, we are.
You and I.
He's not even a puppy. He's like embryonic puppy.
Yeah, really. Exactly.
Nothing.
You know, we've probably forgotten more than...
God knows I have,
so
that's for sure.
Forgotten more than I know?
That's right. You've forgotten more than you know, but beyond that, there's
well,
the
we
rest
had,
of it.
Well, we had to get through the 60s. That's why we've forgotten more.
Exactly right.
What's some of these kids' excuse?
Okay.
Now, our hotline's ringing right now, so I'm wondering either, A, that's our boss.
Right,
say,
get up
birthday,
off.
They get up right. off. You think and start talking about computers. So you guys think a call.
No, I think everybody who calls in, and I believe in the forums.
Should.
Have you been in the forums recently?
Not recently, no.
You really need, to go into the, we have a forum online, and.
You got to go to wham1180.com's webpage. Down on the left-hand side, there are three adorable faces. You click on that, and it'll take you to the Soundbites org page.
Speaking of adorable faces. I may only be the little button pusher here. I'm a little upset that my adorable face isn't on that website with you.
Well, I am too. I completely agree. But you are now on the Wham on the Soundbites forums.
Oh yeah.
Somebody found RobLinton.com.
What was it? Three pictures of him?
There's pictures of you.
Yes. Another function that you were doing announcing.
But these are pretty hysterical pictures. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
These are
no
funny
one.
Pictures.
You he
you
looks
think
so
you look
like
young
he,
now?
Oh.
What are you, like 9 in those pictures?
Yeah, a baby face.
There's a picture of you behind
that. Another media company in town? Is there
no, it's here. It looks like you're here.
Oh, when I'm... those. Oh, my Lord.
Well, RobLinton.com is a realtor.
It's not a RobLinton.com, so we won't say what it really is.
Oh, it's on the website. If you go to our website and go into the forums, there's the Fun Stuff Forum. There's the Mugs, M-U-G-Z. And you can see all the pictures. We've got movie posters now. Our folks are doing movie posters.
Yep.
They're hysterically funny.
I better go to it and make sure that there's nothing up there that shouldn't
be. My favorite
is
somebody stuck my face on Indiana Jones. And stuck it out there for the movie poster. It's the one where he's replacing the idol with the bag of sand. And somebody said, "But what's the idol?" And then there's a picture of you with your little skinhead picture superimposed over. It's hysterical. It's very funny.
Somebody took my face and put it over something?
No. It's underneath it. But it's clearly obviously.
Well, what concerns
you need to go see this.
What concerns me is who took the time out of their schedule to go and do a Google search with my name.
These
to find
people
my website.
Will do whatever it takes to embarrass whoever they can embarrass.
Mm-hmm.
I love the people in our forums. They're wonderful.
They're
but we're going to get back to the phones
Lolly
and talk
Day.
To Mike.
She is a sweetie.
She's a sweetheart. We're going to talk to Mike from Penfield. Welcome, Mike. What's your question?
Yes, hello. I got a Mac question for you.
Sure.
The bottom line is my computer's running very kind of choppy and sporadically. Whenever I use Photoshop, it takes a long time for different features to work. Right now I've got a screensaver on it, and it's very, very choppy. I'm running a G4, and I've got Mac OS 10.2. And I installed it maybe a month ago. It ran fine for a couple of weeks, and now this is happening to me.
How much memory do you have?
Approaching 1 gig.
That should be enough.
You'd think so.
Yeah. How big is your hard drive, and how much free space is there?
I believe it's a 20-gig hard drive, and there should be a lot of free space. I don't have any video or any files of anything on it. It's a brand-new machine.
Yeah, sometimes if you have too little free space or that space gets fragmented too much, especially in Photoshop, which can eat up lots of drive space when you're editing the larger pictures.
You know, I'm more familiar with Windows, and on Mac OS X, is there some way to look and see what applications are running in the background and also like a defrag utility?
There is... Well, let's go in reverse order. There is no defrag utility built into OS X, but defragging is virtually unnecessary anymore, except in the case where you're dealing with very large video files in Final Cut or large images in Photoshop. There is a file system maintenance wizard. And do you leave the machine running overnight, or do you turn it off at night?
Usually I leave it running overnight. Since the problem started... You know, I shut it down, I left it overnight, booted it in the morning, and the problem is still there.
Yeah, there's, I think it's scheduled at like 2 or 3 in the morning. There's a file system maintenance check, and I never remember the FSCK.
If this were a PC, I would look at video drivers and a virus. I don't know about video drivers, but certainly a virus is a possibility.
Is it the stock video card, or do you have a third-party video card in it?
You know, that could be it. I could be running off of my third party because I had a two monitor setup before I installed Mac OS X.
Yeah, you might need the updated video driver for that second.
It ran
card.
Fine before OS 10, and now it's having a problem.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's probably it too. As far as the applications running, there's a GUI program called Process Viewer that will show you all of the processes running, or you can go into Terminal Window and run Top, and that shows you all the processes that are running.
I'm sorry, run POP, P-O-P?
T-O-P.
T-O-P. Okay, great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay. Our next caller, John from Rochester. Welcome, John. What's your question?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
My daughter has a problem that when she boots up her computer, which she's had for years, she can hear all the right sounds that it makes when it boots up.
Where's your daughter?
Where is she? She's in SOTUS.
Oh, to say, get her on the line. Let her
I can,
make
no.
you do it, Dad.
But anyway,
she can hear all the right sounds.
The symptom is that when it finishes booting up, the mm-hmm. screen is black except for a white word, and that word is override.
Overdrive?
Override.
What has she done recently to change on the machine?
Nothing. She has a small daughter that plays games on the machine. But other than that, I guess she's had this happen several times, and this is the first time she hasn't been able to get rid of it by either turning it off and turning it on again, or unplugging it and plugging it in again, or hitting escape. But nothing of any of that sort works now.
Override. You know, other than her virus programs are up to date?
I doubt it.
Yeah, I was about to say,
yeah,
it's very possible that it's a virus.
Could have gone after the boot record. There's, you know, I mean, you're looking at, what, 69,000 different viruses, and a few of them are what they call boot sector viruses, where they can literally get in there and totally trash the whole boot sector of the virus, that the next time, or can do overtime so many times that you reboot the machine, that it'll all of a sudden totally render it unusable.
And what's the solution to all that?
You've got
to
get an antivirus program on that. You should, if she can go ahead and reboot, and by tapping the F8 key and get to say safe mode, or even to a DOS prompt, and then from there see about running an antivirus program, because a lot of them will let you put in a CD. Norton and McAfee, when you put in the CD and boot the machine, it'll automatically scan the computer for...
Yeah, there is a virus called Override.
Unfortunately, the CDs you buy are usually many months, sometimes a year old, so the definitions are out of date.
But this one's pretty old, so it should be all right. You need to get an antivirus software program and run it.
Do you recommend one?
Either...
If she's on the Internet...
Well, if she can't boot.
She can't get on anything.
I would suggest either McAfee or Norton Antivirus from Symantec. I prefer McAfee, but that's a personal choice. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, Nick Francesco, and you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Soundbites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Hi, this is Joanne.
And Steve from the historic Phelps Hotel Restaurant. We've been talking so much about our great food that we haven't even mentioned the fact that we also have a great party facility.
Whether you're planning a wedding, rehearsal dinner, anniversary party, retirement party, shower, you name it, we do it. We have two elegant, beautifully decorated private party rooms, and of course, we offer a wonderful selection of meals for either sit-down or buffet-style serving, complete with hors d'oeuvre choices and a stunning array of decadent desserts, all made fresh by our own chef, Peter.
There's no better way to make your special occasion memorable than to have it in the casual yet elegant ambiance of the historic Phelps Hotel Restaurant. It's an easy drive from Rochester, and we'll make it well worth the trip.
Just call 315-548-5200, and we'll be happy to mail or fax you our party menus. Plan your next social gathering at the historic Phelps Hotel Restaurant. Call 315-548-5200 for more information.
Jim and John here for Indoor Air Professionals, a company we have stood behind for years. After seeing the awful junk they took out of the ducts in my house and most recently Witt's house, how could you not stand behind them?
Indoor Air Professionals' patented column duct cleaning system leaves your ducts razor clean and sanitized. These guys are so good, they're used by most area hospitals, even the U.S. Navy.
Just think, you still have another 3 months of winter for your furnace to blow all that junk in your ducts into your eyes, ears, nose, and throat.
Did you guys know that one human sheds somewhere near 600,000 dead skin cells a day? That gives a family of four, about 2.4 million more reasons to call Indoor Air Professionals now.
Save $55 on duct cleaning and get extra savings on any air purifier or Eureka HEPA filtered vacuum, too. Call 427-8020. That's 427-8020.
With Indoor Air Professionals, for every breath you take.
This portion of Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet service, call 262-2485.
Iraq says it encourages it. The U.S. says Iraq intimidates with death threats. In either case, one Iraqi scientist with a government minder is reported to have been interviewed by U.N. weapons inspectors, one of three who have refused private discussions. The inspectors hope the scientists can shed light on what they feel are gaps in the Iraq weapons program declaration. Prospects of war with Iraq brought out the protesters in Davos, Switzerland. Secretary of State Powell is there for a business and political conference, and CBS News reporter Charles Wolfson's with him.
Powell will speak to the World Economic Forum Sunday. He said he'd be laying out the Bush administration's case on Iraq, but cautioned not to expect any grand new element or announcement. The crisis over North Korea's nuclear program will be the other major topic under discussion when the Secretary of State meets various world leaders in Davos.
Powell's boss, President Bush, delivers a State of the Union address this Tuesday. The economy will be high on the agenda, but in his weekly radio address, Mr. Bush indicated Iraq and the war on terrorism will also be covered.
Our nation faces many great challenges all at once. We will meet all of them with courage and steady purpose.
Facing one of those challenges prompted this past week's formal swearing-in of Tom Ridge as a member of the president's cabinet for Homeland Security, something Baltimore Mayor Martin O'Malley today in the Democrats' radio address suggested lacks substance.
Mr. President, no more teary tributes to our fallen police and fire heroes until you back up our living first responders with the tools and equipment they need to protect our nation.
Internet users may be still finding service a bit sluggish. CBS News technology consultant Larry Maggot says a virus-like attack hit the Internet shortly after midnight, affecting web browsers and corporate servers worldwide.
There's no way to be totally immune from attacks like these, but by keeping up with the latest software fixes, people who operate servers, or for that matter home users, can be less vulnerable to these type of attacks.
Word from Asia is their systems are still being hit pretty hard. Experts call it a significant attack. The White House says it's under control. New developments today in the strange disappearance of pregnant Modesto housewife Lacey Peterson. KCBS reporter Bob Butler says it's the girlfriend of the husband who stepped forward.
Scott Peterson has publicly denied having an affair, but now 28-year-old Amber Fry says he began romancing her more than a month before Lacey disappeared.
When I discovered he was involved in the Lacey Peterson disappearance case, I immediately contacted the Modesto Police Department.
Lacey's brother, Brent Rocha, says they all believed Scott until now.
Because we have so many questions that he has not answered, I am no longer supporting him.
Police say they've yet to rule Peterson out as a suspect.
The so-called perpetrator has pleaded no contest to a string of armed robberies in downtown Bakersfield coffee shops and other businesses. David Thornburg faces a sentence of over 21 years. This is CBS News.
We know you do it. You comparison shop. You come to Travelocity, check out an airfare, and then run off to see if you can find the same thing lower somewhere else. But it's okay. We don't mind. Because we also know you'll be back. Why? Because Travelocity consistently has the most low fares, making Travelocity the final destination of comparison shoppers everywhere. Travelocity. See site for details. AOL keyword travel.
Morning sounds greet the day. Need a rhythm before you play. It's that mountain ground brew that wakes the groove in you. Now it's in your head. The pump to drive the band. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your pack.
Good afternoon at 104. I'm Brendan O'Riordan with a WHAM News update. Rochester firefighters are mopping up from a blaze late this morning at the Crossroads building at the corner of Main and State Streets downtown. Fire Captain Dan McBride telling WHAM News the fire started in the basement of the building. That blaze sent smoke all throughout the high rise. Some 16 people were evacuated. No one was injured. Enough is enough. That is the message that will be heard along a couple of Rochester city streets today. Community activist Joy Powell plans to hit the road to make that message clear. She's reacting to a double shooting in the city yesterday that left one man dead. Arraignment next week for a city man charged with murder. 40-year-old Brian Hawkins is accused of beating Thomas Galena Jr. after breaking into the man's home back in November. Galena later died from his injuries. Radar weather next. WHAM News Time 105.
In these times, you can't afford to wait to read about it tomorrow. When you need to know now, lock in the news leader. News Radio 1180 WHAM.
You've decided an MBA is the next big step you want to take in your career. You want to choose the program right for you. You want a program that teaches you leadership and business management skills you can put to work right away. You want a program that's flexible enough to fit your life. An accredited program with an outstanding reputation. And when you choose RIT's College of Business, that's what you get. A fully accredited MBA program with an outstanding reputation. An MBA program that's rigorous and relevant. An MBA program that's customized for part-time students with classes that meet once a week. For everything you want in an MBA program, RIT delivers. The RIT MBA. A better MBA, technically speaking. To find out more, come to RIT's MBA Information Night on Wednesday evening, January 29th at 6 p.m. at the College of Business on the RIT campus. Or call 475-MBA-1. That's 475-MBA-1.
Something different for Valentine's Day. Send Zweigel's Hots. Zweigel's White Hots and Red Hots are sure to please and bring back memories of home and family. Guaranteed delivery within 3 days or less anywhere in the continental USA. Zweigel's. Quality sausage since 1880. Now, to order your Valentine's Day gift pack, click on WHAM1180.com or call Calabrosella's New York Style Deli at 235-7860. Happy Valentine from Weigel's.
Checking WHAM's radar weather for today from News Source 13. Cloudy with a few peaks of sunshine. Snow showers developing late. A high of 24. For tonight, windy with snow showers likely. A low of 17. And for tomorrow, windy and cloudy with snow. Temperatures will fall throughout the day after an early high of 22. Rochester radar from News Source 13 shows no precipitation. Downtown cloudy skies and 19 degrees. More of Soundbites coming up. I'm Brendan O'Riordan on Rochester's News Leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or *1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. Before we go back to the phones, I want to talk a little bit about our website. We've already talked about the forums on the website, where not only can you see pictures of the lovely Rob Linton and check out all of the interesting stuff that people have put online, the
for
graphics.
For all those ladies that wanted to know what Rob actually looked like.
We have
yeah, but that's a horrible picture.
Yeah, but there is the RobLinton.net.
Whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? It's
RobLinton.net. The ladies can go and check them out. Check them out. Oh, yeah.
The baby pictures are especially sweet.
No, they're gone. They're done. They're taken off now.
But I you can search for them.
This is what
them.
I don't understand is why you put stuff on the net and then were surprised that people saw them.
No, see,
hello, it's the World Wide Web.
No, see, I put the stuff on the net for, like, you know, family to go to see the pictures. Not little did I realize.
The radio family
out there.
You are now a world-famous celebrity,
yeah.
Buddy boy.
Little did I realize.
Soundbites has ruined more lives than yours, you little puppy boy.
Little did I realize the website was going to be put on a station that can be heard in, what, 38 states?
Exactly.
And once Black and Tan finds out about it down in
Australia. You'll be, women will be writing you from Australia. Oi, mate.
Oh.
You'll get oi, mate letters. But on this site, in addition to finding Rob Linton... And
should we put a link on there, too? I heard this website on your show.
Yeah.
put up there, RobLinton.net.
Steve's on it.
Yep, Steve's got it covered.
Steve's
so all you ladies that really want to know what
files.
This guy looks like, we got you covered.
You can not only find, as you may have noticed if you've been to our website before, the logo changes pretty regularly. Our very, very talented and very crazy people are putting up logos all the time. In addition, they're now putting up movie posters. But every week, that's in the forums. And in addition to those things, you can get lots and lots of good answers to your questions. I'm continually astounded at the quality of the people who are in our forums in terms of their knowledge and willingness to help other people. I am absolutely incredibly proud of each and every one of you. In addition, we have a weekly poll where we ask your opinion on various things. Last week's poll was about Microsoft. It was a year since Microsoft began their Trustworthy Computing Initiative, and I asked if people thought Microsoft was indeed trustworthy. 301 of you voted. Thank you all very much. And unfortunately, only 29% of you thought Microsoft was trustworthy. I believe that's up from a year ago, so that's good. And 71% of you, or 214, thought no. Clearly, Microsoft has a little ways to go, but clearly they're also getting a little better at it since they're higher than they were at this time last year. Our current poll asks about what kind of printer you own. And the choices are, of course, the general panoply. Black and white laser or LED printer, color laser, LED printer, black and white inkjet, color inkjet, dot matrix, other or none.
I'd like to point out that all of those printers are dot matrix. They lay down dots in a matrix.
Thank you.
Daisy wheel is the only one that isn't.
What is?
A daisy wheel printer. It lays down the letter
or,
as a form.
Or a plotter.
Yeah. Well, that's sort of a dot.
Not really.
That's lines.
That's lines.
Yeah.
It actually makes real lines. So if you would like to go to our website
and
vote.
My printer isn't on there. I'd have to go to other.
What's your printer?
I have a phase change printer.
Get away from me. You got a phase change something. We have soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like to me to remind you. And if you go there, you can vote in the poll. There are currently 89 votes, and we would love to have you vote. When you're done, please go over to my website. There's a link to go to my website, asknick.com, and there you can leave a somewhat longer opinion, up to 256 characters, fewer than 256, up to 255. So far, eight people have gotten there. We have one stinking, one You're Kidding Me, Kenny, and two from Ken Cooper. He always seems to feel the need to actually answer when somebody says, You're Kidding Me, Kenny. And I suppose that'll continue, and that's what we love about soundbites. There are traditions. Tradition! And we're going to go back to the phones now, and we're going to talk to Kurt from Pittsburgh as Rob desperately tries to get more and more stuff off his site.
Quick, ladies, run to his site.
Ladies, run. Run to see Rob. Kurt from Pittsburgh is on the line. Welcome, Kurt. What's your question?
Great show.
Thank you.
I have a disobedient computer. How should I punish it?
Well, first, install anything from Microsoft. Sorry.
Go to Linux.
I'm trying to print, and it gives me a nasty message. There was an error writing to USB PRN01 for the printer, Canon F2000. Cannot access the port. It may be another program.
Accessing that port.
Quit other programs and try printing again.
What operating system?
Microsoft 98.
Okay.
And this was working up to a certain point?
Yes. It had worked before.
What changed? What did you add to your system?
Nothing.
Did you no additional hardware plugged into a USB port?
No.
Your printer is plugged into the USB port, yes?
Yes.
Have you tried uninstalling and reinstalling the printer?
No.
Have you moved the machine or moved the printer?
No.
The first thing I would suggest is make sure all the cables are in tight.
Yes. I took the cables out and put it back in.
Is there a USB interrogator program for Windows to show you what's on your bus? Because maybe the printer fell off the bus.
Well, if you go into the control panel under system, it should show you that there is a printer hooked up through the USB on and the printer name.
There is another interesting thing. When I go into the printer and the print queue, there's nothing in the print queue.
Even though you've put something there?
Yeah.
The minute you get the error, it's going to dump it out of the print queue.
Well, it doesn't even get to there because it's not talking over the USB port.
So what kind of printer is this?
A Canon S200 inkjet.
Mm-hmm.
How old is it?
A month, 2 months. Yeah.
I try uninstalling and reinstalling the software.
It may be that the software got corrupted. You're running an antivirus program, of course.
Yes.
And it's updated regularly.
Yes.
I would do what Dave said. Try that. The other thing, you haven't moved the printer or the computer, and you didn't put anything else near
it. Laptop, I mean, it may have moved an inch or
so. Well, right. But what I'm thinking is if you put anything near it, like a speaker or a lamp or something
there's nothing near it.
Okay. With the communication between the two devices. I would start with the driver. Yeah.
Well, that's another quick thing to try is unplug the USB cable, wait a few minutes, plug it back in. Sometimes we've seen USB devices fall off the bus and you just...
Or shut it down and bring it back up and then plug it in.
Right.
I had shut it down and brought it back up.
Yeah, but did you unplug the USB device?
No.
Yeah, what you do is you shut the computer down, unplug the USB device. Start the computer back up. After it's already started up, plug the USB device back in and say, it should say, oh, hey, I found this device. If it doesn't, then something's messed up with the drivers.
And in addition to that, if you do that and it doesn't work, pull it out of there and plug it into a different USB connector.
Well, I only have one.
Oh, you only have one?
No, you should have two.
Most laptops usually have two.
Oh, wait, no.
One right next to the other. But if you only have one, then fine. But I would try that and see what. How old is the laptop?
I don't know, a few years.
Yeah. It should work. Well, there's another thing. It's a few years old. I wonder if it needs to update the USB driver.
USB driver. But it was working. He said up until...
For a while, or just it worked once, or...
No. I printed maybe 100 pages.
Okay.
I mean, 100 different times.
Yeah. I would reinstall. I would uninstall and reinstall, see what happens.
Okay. It has somewhere uninstall in it.
You just go into the control panel under Add Remove Programs. Mm-hmm. You should see the Canon printer software there.
If it's not listed there, it may be in the Programs menu in the Canon subfolder, an uninstall.
Right, so if you go to Start Programs, there'll be a Canon folder, and there may be an uninstall in there.
Or you may have to go back to the Install CD, run the installer, and one of the options might be uninstall.
But do it in that order. Check the control panel first, then the programs folder, then the install CD.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good luck.
Bye.
Our next caller, Rob from Livonia. Welcome, Rob. What's your question?
Hi. I have AOL as my internet service provider.
Yeah?
When I'm online, my computer is extremely slow. I think part of the problem is I have so many temporary internet files.
Yeah.
How can I permanently delete my temporary internet file folder?
You can't permanently.
Here's the deal. When you're on the internet, lots and lots and lots of files come into your system. You can't. What is your web browser?
AOL.
Yeah, what web browser
do you use?
Yeah, one of the first issues is that AOL isn't really that good as an internet service.
No.
They're their own proprietary service that link you
to
the internet.
And then you go through the back door to get out to the World Wide Web.
Right. If the reason you're on AOL is for the content on AOL, then AOL is an excellent product. If you're on AOL strictly to get to the internet, it's not the best product for you. Because it does slow you down.
And dial-up is a lot slower than, say, DSL or Rotor.
Yeah. Sure. But, okay, now that we've got that out of the way, what is your web browser?
I'm not sure.
Internet Explorer?
Internet Explorer, yes.
Then you can, in fact, remove the temporary internet files from that. And
decrease the amount of space that it saves for it. Basically, what happens is when you go to a website, it downloads all the text and pictures from that website to your computer in that temporary folder. If you go back to the same website, it doesn't have to download them again. It can look on your computer and just open them. However, you virtually never go back to the same website because they change so much. So you don't need that much what's also called cache. A company logos usually don't change, but the content of a website changes so dramatically that having too much cache will slow you down because it's got to search through all the cache, then it goes and downloads it anyway.
Right.
I usually set the internet temp files or internet cache to like 1 meg or 1 or 2 megs.
Yeah. But if you want to get rid of them, what you need to do is in Internet Explorer, go to the Tools menu.
Okay.
Select Internet Options.
Okay.
On the very first tab, the general tab, there's three boxes. The middle box is called temporary internet files. You can delete your cookies, you can delete the files, you can change how big a cache you have. You can also clear out the history. And that's the place to do that. And if you do that fairly regularly, how much free space do you have on your system?
I don't think I have that much.
That's part of the problem. You do need a decent amount of free space nowadays.
Okay.
And how much memory in the computer?
Yeah. Hard drives are so relatively inexpensive that, you know, if you can fit a second one in there, put a second hard drive in, and then you just point your swap file towards the second hard drive.
And
I
your
have
temp
a 1.6 gigabyte hard drive.
That's
tiny.
That's tiny these days. How fast is your machine?
16 megabyte RAM.
Right, and how? What's the speed? Megahertz.
Pentium what?
120.
Well, that's primarily why the machine is slow. Websites these days are typically very rich in media content, they say. A lot of pictures, a lot of graphics, a lot of video, a lot of animation, shockwave, flash, and it typically needs a much faster processor and a great amount of memory to be able to load that at a decent speed.
What would you recommend I should go to then?
Pentium 4.
A Pentium 4, 1.5 gigahertz.
Yeah.
512 RAM.
Nowadays, you can't find anything much less than 800 megahertz.
Yeah.
Okie doke.
Pentium 4 and how many megahertz?
512K of memory.
And half a gig of RAM, 512 meg, and 800 megahertz minimum. We got to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes, Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hey friends, Lonsberry here. With the new year, I'd like to invite you to become a reader of my newsletter. The boss has put it out for free. You can pick it up at Best Set Tile and Hardwoods in Spencerport, Paste Window and Door in Victor, any Reed Eye Associates location, Thule's Okanomish Furniture in Suburban Plaza in Henrietta, and True Hearts Rug, 3400 East River Road. What's it feature? All kind of commentaries and such like that, thoughts, various foolishness from me. It's the Lonsberry Newsletter from us here at News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Came back from lunch the other day and for the life of me could not remember what I had to eat. It was like stopping at a quick fill. Life shouldn't be that way. Yeah, I know we live in a hurry-up world, but there needs to be some small moments of joy, some pleasure. So today I took a drive out 490 to Bushnell's Basin, about 15 minutes, and had lunch at Richardson's Canal House. Parking was easy, service was excellent, and while there was no sense of urgency, we were in and out in under an hour. Under an hour, and listen to this, I had Caesar salad and beef tenderloin stew with stroganoff. My client had greens and beans and pork parmesan with marinara and penne pasta. Not some greasy fries and a burger at a four-mica table. We had real lunch. And when I got back to work, I was ready to get the job done. We all know Richardson's Canal House does dinner, and it's a huge pleasure to go there. But lunch? Give yourself a break. Have lunch at the Canal House, Marsh Road and Bushnell's Basin. You can call for a reservation, 248-5000, or just stop in. They'll be real happy to see you.
I was just wondering how something gets certified. I've got a 3-pack of tube socks here with a sticker that says these things were inspected by Number 6. Does Number 6 have the authority to certify? Well, I don't know about that. But for a vehicle to become a certified pre-owned BMW, it must A, be a BMW, and B, get certified by an authorized BMW center. Then you know you're getting certified agility, certified grip, certified growl, certified driving purity. You're getting a BMW. Not to mention certified warranty protection for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles and certified leasing and financing options. But the only way you'll know your certified pre-owned BMW is backed by the company is to visit your authorized certified pre-owned BMW center. Protection plan provides coverage for up to 2 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first, from the date of the expiration of the 4-year 50,000-mile BMW New Vehicle Limited Warranty. See participating BMW Center for details.
John Holtz BMW is the only authorized dealer for certified pre-owned BMW vehicles. For more information, call 877-537-4BMW or visit John Holtz BMW today.
At Red Lobster, we're celebrating our 35th birthday with all-you-can-eat shrimp, featuring our often-imitated, never-duplicated popcorn shrimp. And while everyone knows it's not polite to talk or sing with a mouthful of tasty popcorn shrimp, humming's fine. So come in now to celebrate Red Lobster's 35th birthday. Okay, guys, you can stop humming.
Really, stop.
For the seafood lover in you. Cute.
Create a greeting card with the Epson Stylus C82 printer, and you'll get brilliance like this. And only with our new DuraBright inks will you also get images that are both smudge and water resistant. And images that last up to 80 years for as low as $149.
Dr. Laura.
Shouldn't have alcoholism in the house with the kids.
Weekdays, 9 to 11.
You shouldn't be screwing around in front of your daughter with other women.
On News Radio 1180, WHAM. Soundbites, America's longest running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Yes, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And he's having the most fun day. Is this your best birthday ever or what?
It's folks, you got to go to our
forums
website
today.
Go down to the forums and go to the fun section, and you will have fun.
Right. It's called Fun Stuff. It's down toward the bottom of
the mug. Rob's payback stinks. All I got to say is I got the buttons over here.
You can't do much more to me than you've seen them do to all three of them.
Yeah, all
Segway
three.
Segway Dave going off the Niagara Falls there.
Yeah, really.
So it's not like there's
anything
left.
You've seen what they've done to our pusses and butchered them. From Froghorn Leghorn to the Lennon Sisters.
Normally, I wouldn't be so mad if I wasn't what's her name from The Wizard of Oz. I mean,
Dorothy. What do you mean, what's her name? My God, you are a child.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, this, the Wizard of Oz is 50 years old, right?
That's right. The Wizard of Oz is older than I am. The movie, which is
pretty old.
It's, yeah, they carved it on rocks originally. Shut up. We're gonna go back to the phones now, assuming Rob can reach up to the board and punch a button. And
well, he's got his step stool, so he's okay.
John from Ontario, welcome, John. What's your question? Now we know why there's only five lines coming in. Rob hasn't learned to count to six yet. What's your question?
Oh, bada bing.
No.
What's your question, John?
Well, I installed some new memory in my system, and it originally had 128, and I bought a 256 stick. And when I put the original, or I put the 256 stick in there, it wasn't finding it, just the 128. So I switched positions with it, and now it's only finding the 256 and not the 128. And I was wondering if there's something I need to do to help it find the additional memory that's in there.
You need to
check.
Are
they both the same speed?
Yeah, I believe so. PC-133.
Well, the first thing is you need to check your motherboard to see what specifications of memory it takes. Some motherboards will only take a certain kind, a certain density, a certain capacity. Sometimes each slot is different. The greatest number of greatest amount of RAM has to be in a specific slot versus other slots. I've also been recently finding trouble, in fact, fighting all this week trying to find RAM for an older PC. All the RAM I'm getting now is 256 megabit dense, and the older PCs only see half of it because they can only use 128 megabit.
Well, see, that's not what's happening, because it seems to find the first stick.
Right, but you know what might be the problem?
What's that?
Is it could be your second slot on that motherboard. The DIMM slot might be bad.
Well, you know, I originally had the 128 in the number one slot, and then the 256 in the two slot. I looked at the motherboard manual, and it seemed to recommend going, lining them up 4-3-2-1. So then I put the 256 in the 4 and the 128 in the 3, and it's still only finding 256. It just seems to find the first one.
Well, it also may be that the maximum the motherboard can take is 256.
No, it's 1.5 gig.
Have you tried putting them in slots 1 and 3?
No, I haven't gone that far to start messing around with them that way yet.
It might be, I've seen some boards that, back in the old days, they'd skip a slot. So you'd go try.
You had to pair the slots. Yeah. Whatever you put in one had to be the same as in two, then 3 and 4 could be different.
Oh, okay.
But they had to be the same.
Yeah, check it.
In other words, 1 and 2 were paired, 3 and 4 were paired.
Yeah. So you might want to double check with your motherboard manual.
Yeah, right. I don't think it says that, but
some of them just assumed that's the way you knew that.
Okay, all right. Well, now I'll try alternating slots.
There you go.
Sorry.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks.
Yep. Bye.
I have to tell you that in the middle of that phone call, Rob apparently found something on the net.
He got very happy for his birthday.
That made him
and
happy.
He was just cheering and running around the room at us.
I look stoned in that picture.
No, you look like you've been working hard at Wham and just barely got out in time to rush to your own birthday party. I've never seen a human being more dedicated in my life than Rob Litton, who clearly doesn't get enough sleep because he works here so hard. And that's, I believe, the story you should stick to. Our next caller is Ted from Fairport. Welcome, Ted. What's your question?
My Windows 98 SE machine gets partway through the boot up, and then it freezes.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what changed and what I've tried.
Okay.
This morning I ran AdAware, and it found Lime Shop and some references to Gator and Bonzi. So I let it do its thing. I went into FileMangler. I found the Lime Shop and did an uninstall on Lime Shop and LimeWire. That all seemed to go fine. I let the software go through and clean the registry. Did a couple of reboots in there. Don't remember the exact order. Everything seemed fine. Said, why not do a defrag while I'm at it? After doing the defrag is when the problem first occurred. The Windows 98 screen comes up. My background picture comes up. The system tray, I believe that's the, that's what's at the bottom, or buttons, that briefly flashes. The virus scan logo briefly flashes. And after that, all I have is background and mouse. I tried booting it in safe mode. Same thing.
Ouch.
I booted to the C prompt, ran scan disk, and scan disk did not find any problems on drive C.
Okay, then the easiest way around this, since you're not even getting into...
He did a lot, though. You got to say, yeah, he did a lot.
Then what I would recommend doing is going to, I'm assuming that all your CAB files are stored under the Windows folder. If you go to, if you can get out to a C prompt, and you type CD backslash Windows backslash options backslash cabs.
That should, I couldn't write quite that fast. I'm sorry. What?
Okay. You'll do, you get to a C prompt.
Okay.
You type CD backslash Windows backslash cabs. C-A-B.
No, options.
I mean options. I'm sorry. Options backslash cabs. C-A-B-S.
Okay.
So it's Windows options cabs.
So once you get there, you hit enter. After you've typed all that, you should be into that folder. What you can do there is then type setup. What that will do is reinstall Windows 98 over Windows 98 and hopefully correct the problems that you're having.
There isn't a DOS version of MSConfig, is there? What, if it doesn't even work in safe mode, that's real bad.
Yes.
But you can try to go into MSConfig and turn off everything. There's
but
a,
I found just rewriting, you know, redoing.
Yeah.
All right, here's another thing that you can do. If you can get to a C prompt, what you want to type is, at the C prompt, you can try this first, because you're running Windows 98 Second Edition.
Right, I'm at the box.
Type, at the C prompt, type scanreg, that's S-C-A-N-R-E-G, space, forward slash restore. What that's going to do is bring up a window. Windows 98 will save the past three good boots of your system. You can select one of those other dates. It'll sit there and copy those registry entries back in and reboot the machine. So if it reboots, you're good to go. Otherwise, do the other option that I told you before, okay?
Okay,
we've got to take a break.
Yeah, I'm afraid Rob's been giving me the evil eye. At first, I thought it was just because of the pictures we put up, but apparently we have to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes, Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Raging Rob Linton, and Nina Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Green Shield Computer Services, located at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just off the 104 Expressway, is now offering basic system boxes starting at $399 and up. Just add the software and accessories you want for a total system. Come visit our new computer sales and service area to find out what your system will need to be ready for the future. Call Green Shield Computers at 1-800-544-9580 right now for an appointment to evaluate your current computer for just $25. The window of opportunity to upgrade your older machine is rapidly shrinking as many parts are no longer being made. That's Green Shield Computer Services at 544-9580. Open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday to serve your computer needs. You can also email them at shield@frontiernet.net anytime. The charter sponsor of Soundbites, Green Shield is a local, full-service computer firm assisting individuals and businesses since 1984, and is a Corel-approved partner for business, education, government, legal, and individuals. It is a part of the Green Shield Group established in 1967. That's Green Shield Computer Services at 1370 Hudson Avenue in Rochester, New York. Call 544-9580 for any computer. computer needs.
Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear.
Introducing the 60 greatest old-time radio shows of the 20th century, selected by Walter Cronkite. 30 hours of classic radio, including Orson Welles' legendary War of the Worlds, The Lone Ranger, and The Shadow, plus comedy greats Jack Benny, Abbott and Costello.
I'm not asking you who's on first. I don't know.
And more. This digitally remastered cassette compilation comes complete with a 64-page commemorative booklet. Call now to order. You'll get 60 episodes for just $29.95 plus shipping and handling. That's 50% off the regular price. CD also available. As a bonus, you'll also get 2 episodes of The Bob Hope Show free. Old Time Radio is great family entertainment for listeners of all ages and makes a perfect gift. Order now.
Look, bud. I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
For the 60 greatest old-time radio shows, call now. 800-556-9100. That's 800-556-9100.
These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
I have to tell you, it is so sad that you can't be here during the commercial break.
I still say we get a webcam in here because there'd be all kinds of entertainment.
There's no question. We need it. There's no question. I should buy one. I'm just going to buy one because we have an extra connection.
What do we need? Just a little camera?
Here's the problem. We've got 3 machines hooked up now, so if we stuck a camera, we'll figure it out.
I've got one.
We're computer geeks. We'll figure it out.
You next week.
Bring it tomorrow.
I got one.
Figure it out. We're back. And we're going to talk to Judy from Henrietta. Welcome, Judy. What's your question?
Judy. My husband called earlier about the Mac problems, and I have 9.2 on the iBook, and I want to upgrade it to 10, 10.1 or whatever. I want to give my daughter the Movie 3, figuring it'll help her out with what she wants to do. If I upgrade with my disk, am I going to ruin the programs that I got on there? Am I going to have to reinstall those?
No. Well, if you tell it to, yeah.
Oh, okay.
There are options in the installer to erase your hard drive and install a brand new OS onto an empty hard drive.
Okay.
You want to make sure you don't choose that option.
Okay.
Otherwise, that erases the hard drive.
So everything that I have on there should stay intact as long as I don't choose that option.
Right. How old is the iBook?
2 years.
It probably may already have 10 on it.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
I've reformatted it. What happened is I've gotten Photoshop and Dreamweaver and a bunch of other stuff on there, and when 10 came out, I got the disk and I upgraded it. But every time I opened one of those programs, it went back to 9.
You have to buy the 10 version of all your programs.
Right. Well, come on now. I have all that much money, but...
Well, but that's part of the problem. 10 is such a radical change from 9.
Right.
It's really a completely different operating system, which is part of the reason that it's an X, not a number.
Right.
Apple, what's the name of the company? Apple?
Yeah. They could have just released System 10 as a brand new operating system, brand new computer, and not let you run any of your old software. But they've gone to great lengths to let that old software still run inside of 10 until you upgrade all of your software.
Right. Well, the problem I had is that I couldn't upgrade everything, so I just got rid of 10 because I was perfectly happy with 9.
Right.
But with the things that she wants to do, I thought, well, maybe I better get everything upgraded
for her. You upgrade to 10, the theory is all your 9 programs still work. They run in 9 emulation mode.
Exactly.
And then when you quit them, you're back in 10.
Right, but it's just, it slows everything down.
Yes.
How much memory does the computer have?
Say it again, how much RAM?
How much memory, yeah.
Over 300, like 312 or something like that.
Well, that's a little low for 10.
Oh, is it?
And it's particularly low if you want to do a lot of video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you should have at least 512, if not a full gig, if you're doing video.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, price of poker keeps going up.
Yeah, really.
Maybe I just ought to go buy a new one, huh?
That's it. Go buy a new one, and you're on your way. You know, you buy the new one, and you get 10 on it already.
And see, you blame this. You tell your husband, you blame it on Steve.
Okay.
Steve
Tell
Ray.
Me it's Steve's fault.
I can do that. And one more thing. Yeah. Happy birthday to Rob.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
Thanks. You
Bye-bye.
Too. See, it's sweet. People love you, Rob.
Uh-huh.
You're loved by everybody.
I can barely wait to start to see some of the responses to that picture.
We're going down to Shortsville to talk to Steven. Steven, do you have anything you'd like to say to Rob?
Hey,
Happy birthday.
There we go.
Oh, thank you.
You're known statewide. Go ahead, Steve. What's your question?
I've got a machine a friend built. It's an AMD 1.1, 56 meg RAM. I recently got a new video card and burner.
What OS?
98 SE.
Okay.
And when they installed the video card and the burner, they said that there was a virus. Now, the virus was in there. It was quarantined by my previous antivirus stuff. But now, whenever I try to do anything on the computer, it'll freeze. It'll lock up.
Because probably what you've, you might now have a did you have update your antivirus software?
Yeah, on their recommendation, I actually went and got Norton, did a live update, did a full scan. This is after I deleted the quarantine file.
Did it find anything else?
No.
Well, now you say it locks up when you do anything. We know it doesn't lock up when you download files from the internet. We know it doesn't lock up when
sometimes
you do
it. Sometimes it does.
But not always.
Not always.
Now, you said you put in a new video card. Once you went up and put this new video card in, did because I'm hoping that, well, the CD-ROM wouldn't cause it to lock up. The most likely,
what if it's a burner and the software was installed and the wrong software?
Most likely, though, the CD-ROM doesn't get called until you make a command to
it. Right,
whereas the video is always constant because that's displaying stuff and changing stuff, and that's where you're going to see lockups.
Right.
I would recommend going to the website and seeing if they have an update or a patch for that video card. Because even though it came with Windows 98 updated drivers, you'd be surprised. One, you don't know how long that software or piece of hardware has been sitting on the shelf. That could be sitting there for 9 months.
Right.
And they might already have a patch or a fix or something to help improve performance or on certain BIOS or configurations that it would lock up. So I would go up to the website and see if there are any updates and download them and try running those.
Okie doke?
Okay.
Thanks. We got to take another break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Birthday Boy Rob Linton, and Mina Francesco on the universe's greatest computer show, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM.
The University of Rochester is conducting a clinical research study for women. If you are a postmenopausal woman between the ages of 40 and 75, this may be of interest. If you would like to participate in a research study and qualify, you will receive all study-related care, including bone density tests, mammograms, pap smears, doctor visits, study medication, and laboratory tests. This two-year study will also compensate you for your time and travel. The research trial will evaluate an investigational medication in combination with hormone replacement therapy. If you are a postmenopausal woman, then you may want to consider participation in a clinical research study. If you've never participated in a medical study, then this may be an opportunity for you to call the University of Rochester and ask more questions to see if this makes sense for you. Simply make the first step and call 273-2090. That's 273-2090.
Okay, boys and girls, here's the deal. You took dozens of truly magnificent pictures with your new digital camera over the holidays, but now all you have to show for them is a folder full of files on your hard drive. Chet Walker with the best news you'll have since Cousin Fred announced he has to get back to Topeka on the next flight out. Rowe Photo Video and Audio has this terrific new picture station where you and I can get really photographic quality prints of those precious images. Even better, you can crop, zoom, adjust density, even color balance, and show the world what an artist you really are, and you can do it instantly. Big 4x6 prints, just 49 cents, or you can take it all the way up to an 8x10. It really doesn't get any better than this. So, my budding photographic Picasso, the deal is simple. Bring in any digital camera media, stride confidently up to Rowe's new picture station, and walk out with a fistful of instant memories. You can do it at Rowe Photo Video and Audio, 1737 Mount Hope Avenue, or Rowe on the Ridge, Buckman's Plaza in Greece. Rowe Photo Video and Audio, voted by Rochester readers as Rochester's best.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
This is Governor George Pataki. We all want the best for our parents and our grandparents. We want them to be healthy so they can enjoy the best things in life, like travel, hobbies, and spending time with their grandchildren. That's where New York's EPIC program can help. Epic is New York's prescription drug program, helping seniors across New York get the medicines they need to live longer, healthier lives. Now we've made Epic even better, so more than 200,000 seniors can get the drugs they need. Epic can save seniors more than $1,700 a year on their prescription medicines. Just listen to Katharina Roberts of Manhattan.
Find out if you're eligible. It's very easy to do. There's a wonderful 800 number for Epic. Call them, find out. Join it by all means because it can be literally a lifesaver.
So why not look into Epic, either for yourself or for someone you care about, today? To learn more, call 1-800-332-3742. That's 1-800-332-3742.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
I was just noticing we have 21 people on the site right now. Most of them are either looking at the websites or the movies.
Or Rob Linton.
Forums. So I'm assuming that they're all checking out reticent Rob Linton, who up until
our
now
hero.
Has been a hidden person, and from now on will be a celebrity. Won't be able to walk down the street. No, dude, you're Rob Linton.
You gang out with those soundbite guys.
What concerns me is the fact that on my website there has listed everywhere else that I work. I have three other jobs.
Yeah.
One time when I was producing Bob's show, he mentioned that I work at one of my other jobs. No lie, the next day a bunch of people came in.
Sure.
Cool.
And I was freaked out. I was like, can I help you with something? You know, it's a retail job. I got these people coming in, and it's just, you had to be.
No, we just came in.
People just
wanted to see you. You are a celebrity.
No, look, no, I wouldn't go that far.
The price of fame is high, and you're going to have to pay it now, mister.
Yeah, yeah.
Going right along with us. That's the way it is.
Sure. You won't be able to go to Blockbuster anymore either. Standing in the line at Hollywood Video going, no, I can't answer your computer question. I'm just here to get a movie. All right, our next caller is Kevin.
All he does is push the buttons anyway.
Oh, boy. So we won't be
here
much more from Steve for the rest of the day.
There goes Steve's button.
Exactly. And you pushed Rob's buttons.
As soon as I edit that picture of the birthday present, it'll be up.
He's the one that's been putting the pictures up. He's the one making the smart aleck comments. And he's also the one that mocks me out when I'm doing the news on the air.
That's exactly right.
So, Steve, I'm going to have to go ahead and say that you're going to be broadcasting from the men's room.
Wait a minute. No, Steve might like that.
Yeah, no. He's got filters now. From the rest of the show, Steve's going to sound like he's been inhaling helium. Our next caller is Kevin from Brighton. Welcome, Kevin. What's your question?
Good afternoon. I had a suggestion about the caller a couple calls ago who was running Windows 98 and had a problem starting up.
Yes.
Where he would get as far as, I guess, his it would get to where it would just start to display and couldn't do anything beyond that.
Right.
The thought I had about that is, what if his active desktop is on and he's got it set not to show the icons?
No, he doesn't even get that far. He just starts booting. He doesn't even get to the splash screen.
No, he says he gets to the desktop, the system tray loads, some of the icons load, then it stops.
Oh.
That is a good point.
I was thinking another one.
That's actually a very good possibility, Ted. Excellent. That's an excellent point, Kevin.
Yeah.
Ted, you should right-click on your desktop, select Active Desktop, and see how it's set. It may have accidentally been set to not check. That's an excellent point, Kevin.
I've actually.
This is what I love about this show. People answer each other.
Start with the simple thing,
and
then you move on to.
And that
things.
Would be us.
One of the things
clearly.
One of the things we used to do as a joke is take a picture of the screen, and then make that the desktop background.
And hide the
hide the real ones.
Right.
So you're clicking
my
icons aren't really there.
My almost 4-year-old son knows how to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Thank you very much, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. That's my favorite part of the show. Let's hear it for Kevin, everybody.
Yay.
All right, our next caller is Colin from Rochester. Welcome, Colin. What's your question?
I installed Gozilla on my computer, and now it's a few days that I wanted to uninstall it, and when I'm uninstalling it, apparently, it didn't all get deleted, and it's saying there's some kind of system error when I try to use it. Start up Windows.
What's the name of this program?
Gozilla.
Oh, Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Godzilla is another one of those programs that puts a lot of spyware on your system and doesn't always uninstall it. So now what happens?
Every time I try to use my computer, I get a system error.
Have you tried running...
If I click cancel, it cancels, but if I click OK, it gets a system error.
Can you have you tried running Adaware?
Can you get to the internet?
Yes, I can.
To go to lavasoftusa.com.
Lavasoftusa.com.
And download a program called Adaware. And there's another program called Ref Updater, and that updates it just like you update your antivirus. You need to update Adaware.
Yeah.
Download those, run Ref Update, then run Adaware. It should remove the remaining pieces of Godzilla that Godzilla's quote unquote uninstaller doesn't actually uninstall.
Right.
Why does it do that?
Because it's spyware. The whole point behind Godzilla is spyware, and they don't want to unload the things that continue to spy on you, but unfortunately they weren't very bright in writing their uninstaller, and it's just screwed up. Okie doke?
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next caller is Marty from Niagara Falls.
Slowly, I turn.
What's up, Marty?
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Nice talking to you. Probably all up on the site looking at Yosemite Sam.
There you go. I know the guy who currently does the voice of Yosemite Sam. His name is Joe Alasky. He's from Buffalo, New York, right near you.
Right.
He is the voice of Yosemite Sam and Sylvester on the Sylvester and Tweety Mysteries. He's the grandfather on Rugrats. He does an amazing amount of stuff. He's a great guy, and he's got a terrific repertory of voices.
You guys know everything.
Yeah, well, you know, we know everybody who knows everything. So go ahead. What's your question?
All right. Well, first of all, one thing. The guy who called up with AOL, I do know that if you go to the settings bar and temporary internet files, you can delete all your cache and all that stuff real easy from there.
Yeah, there's also settings inside of AOL if you're using AOL's internal browser for temp files and cache and history.
Right.
Depends on which browser you're using.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Now, the main reason for the call is a couple weeks ago someone mentioned about if you get a new computer, things that you do before you get started. We just, my son bought a brand new Dell, and it arrived yesterday. And are there any other than registering the XP software and doing the updates?
You sent me that file, didn't you?
That need to be done to make sure that the system's good.
No, yes, definitely the one thing that you want to do before doing anything else is you're going to be on like Roadrunner or DSL?
Right now it's on a dial-up.
Well, even with dial-up, the first thing I would do is before dialing up is get on a good antivirus program if you don't already have one on there.
It has McAfee, and we actually did an update to it last night.
Then from there on, the key thing is constantly keep it updated weekly, and from there you can go ahead and install the rest of your software. Now, I wouldn't worry too much about a firewall. Since you're doing dial-up, you're not always going to be connected, so the odds of you being, you know, actually hit versus somebody that's on DSL, you got better chances of being hit by lightning. So I'd go ahead.
Plus, there's a firewall built into XP that's adequate.
Right, but go ahead and get that software updated. This way, in case you know, as far as the antivirus, this way, in case you have to go up and you get any files or emails or anything else, once you get this machine going, you're going to be current.
Right.
Along with if you're downloading any files in case there's any other spyware or any of this other junk that tries to get on your machine while you're trying to maybe get the updates or other patches that you might need for various programs to get them to run with XP.
Okay, so now, the XP, you know, that's all new. I have a machine in my house that's got Windows 98, but it's like, you know, light years ahead now. So as far as updates to that, is that all automatic?
Yeah, XP will automatically.
If you tell it to, it will.
Yeah, it'll come up and say, sorry, you know, we need to update. And it can go up, you know, dial up and go up onto the web and find a bunch of updates for you to download. Periodically, patches will appear at least once a week.
Yeah, easily.
Okay. That's pretty much automatic, though.
Yeah.
Well, you have to tell it to be automatic.
Yeah, well, when we plugged it in, it says, do you want it to do
yep.
this?
Right.
And we selected yes.
Yep.
So that should be fine then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get a little box that pops up and says, updates have been found. You want me to install them now?
Yep.
Okay, great. Okay. Well, I appreciate the help.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
We were going to put up a page on the site about stuff. Did you do that yet?
No, I haven't had a chance, but that is on my to-do list. I just been a little busy this week. And
stuff happens. People get busy.
Yeah.
You
have another life.
He has a life, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even know how that happened.
Sometimes, but, when I'm not riding the motorcycle, I get into my woodworking, and I had a couple other projects. I'm just finishing up on my grandfather clock. I found a lady down on Monroe Avenue, a little custom-cut glass.
Is it too large for the shelf?
No.
My grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf.
No, this thing, I say, I built from scratch. And
all right. Oh, it looks like we're done for another week. I want to apologize to everybody whose calls we didn't get to. I want to thank everybody whose calls we did get to. I specifically want to thank Rob Litton for being a semi-good sport.
And wish him a happy birthday, everybody.
We should sing to him as we go out. Turn that music off.
We should put down that music. Happy
birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rob. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, guys. That was so nice.
That's it. For Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, I'm Nick Francesco on the universe's greatest computer show, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM. See you back here next week.
Saturday night, the Rochester Americans go duck hunting in Cincinnati. It's the Amherst and the Mighty Ducks, Saturday at 7:05 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Singular Wireless has their best offer for wireless communication on the table right now. 5,400 minutes a month for only $39.99. 5,000 night and weekend minutes and 400 anytime minutes per month for less than $40. There must be a catch, right? Nope, no catch. And it gets even better. All of your unused minutes roll over at the end of each month, and you get free national long distance. Plus, you can get up to 4 Motorola C331 keys for free after a $50 mail-in rebate per phone. Singular also has the Family Talk program, so you can share minutes between phones. See store for details. Okay, let's review. 5,400 minutes for less than $40 a month. Free phone after rebate, all unused minutes roll over, free national long distance. Now is the time to get to Singular Wireless. Cellular Express, your authorized Singular Wireless agent. Wegmans Plaza in Chi-Lai and in Newark on West Union Street.
Having an accident is an awful experience. This is Abby Dorschel with a message for all Toyota owners. Dorschel's Collision and Repair Center on West Henrietta Road is the first and only Toyota certified collision center in New York State. This is not an award. Dorschel earned this certification by meeting and exceeding Toyota's industry-leading standards and by demonstrating an ongoing commitment to excellence in collision repair professionalism, integrity, repair quality, and customer satisfaction. Dorschel's Toyota Collision Center certification assures you that your Toyota will be repaired by a Toyota-certified collision repair specialist, trained to return your Toyota to just like new condition. Located on West Henrietta Road, just behind our Toyota showroom, we're open Monday through Saturday for free estimates, we offer 24-hour towing, and all work is 100% guaranteed for as long as you own the vehicle. So if you have an accident, Dorschel will fix it, and we'll fix it right at our Toyota Certified Collision Center, the only Toyota Certified Center in New York State.
A Clear Channel radio station.
CBS News. I'm Lou Modigliano. Three Iraqi.